1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you if you'd like to join the conversation. Text questions 411-923, or you can email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And I want to share something that I heard somebody else say about the most sustainable home that's out there. But you had something, you had a story.
Well, I actually had two conversations this week. A gentleman wanted to know what the highest rate of return he could get on any one particular building improvement. And he had one in his mind that he had all but made up his mind that was the way he was going to go. And I was able to talk to him about what size investment that was going to be and what he really expected to get out of that. He's still processing the information, but I think I saved him somewhere around $60,000. The second conversation was on the topic, now that we're touching three digits on the outdoor thermometer, we're already starting to get questions again about supercooling. How can I promote this practice of hogging electricity for the sake of being super comfortable in the middle of the desert, in the middle of the summer, and keep encouraging people to suck the juice right out of the grid system? And I'm telling you, it is the most sustainable green technology that there is. Power companies... Texas learned something about this in the last couple months. Power companies have to build power generating plants based on worst case scenarios. What is the highest peak demand we're ever going to hit in Arizona? That's the middle of the afternoon on a July or August day when the temperatures are touching or breaking 110 degrees, and everybody's asking for power at that particular point. The grid system is flowing near full capacity. She's fired up, man. They've got the throttle down and the clutches out, baby. She's just running full speed ahead, and they're sharing between their multiple grid sharing networks just to make sure everybody's got what they need. And at that point, my house and any of you that are super cooling don't need one amp because your house is asleep. So you are contributing to the utility's reduced need of having to build that next power plant. Now, what could be more green than that? If we could put off building a power plant for an entire generation, that's a pretty green technology. That's a pretty sustainable technology. So I reached out to the grandfather of supercooling last night. He said I reached out to him very late. I think it was 7:15. And then you know what time he responded? I got a text at 3:45 this morning. Yay, yay, yay. You do go to bed early. You do get up early. But I was talking to Steve with the home energy management computer. And he is so busy marrying his system to the solar industry and the demand that has created. He says, Rosie, there's very, very little work I can take right now. We are completely buried. I think the onus then falls on no one else but Bruce Stumbo. He now has to become the next energy management computer installer for the good of mankind.
He's just finding this out, right?
He is just now finding this out. He loves he loves it when I pop these surprises on him. But one of the most sustainable things you can do, and the energy industry globally is going this way. They are going to have you. They're going to encourage you. They are going to incent you to not ask for power when everybody else is asking for power. That's the advantage of the time of use plans these utility companies are coming up with. They're encouraging you, hey, buy power. We're making power. And once we make it, somebody's got to use it. But let's just use it off peak. Let's lower the peak and fill the trough of the wave and become a more consistent across the clock consumer. It'll make it much more efficient for us to produce that way. I read a detailed article about how close Texas came in this last storm to being completely shut down. And once you shut down one power generating plant, it triggers other associated plants to trigger off. And once you've got three or four or five generating plants triggered off, it's weeks before you can get them fired back up again. And I guess Texas was so desperate, that's why they started shutting entire grid sections down, was to keep from going to a total blackout. So this time of use consumption that we have labeled super cooling and that we have been promoting for 20 years really is one of the most sustainable things you can do. And there are advantages. You're going to save money on your electric bill. You're going to turn your thermostat down. You're going to live more comfortably. The indoor air quality is going to be better filtered. So I won the argument. They conceded. And they ordered an energy management computer.
Even in my last monthly newsletter from APS, it was encouraging me to super cool now.